In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Today, we are celebrating the memory of Saint John, the almsgiver, who was famous for his generosity, sympathy toward the poor. Even when the Persian invaders came to Jerusalem, they wanted to see this man, who he is. And the other person whom we celebrate today is Saint Martin, who there was a famous story that he was going downtown and he saw a poor man. He was wearing his military garment, so he has to use his sword to cut his garment into half and give it to this poor man. But the most important thing is that tomorrow morning we are celebrating the feast of the great preacher of Antioch, Saint John Chrysostom, who emphasized over and over the importance of almsgiving and mercy. One day, during the winter season, he went down through the downtown area of Antioch on his way to the church where he was to preach. On the way, he saw a great number of homeless people, cripples and sick lying in the streets, some of them without hands or eyes, others are covered with ulcers. So he forgot the theme of his homily, and he started preaching. He said to the people, "I come to you today as an ambassador of the poor, and I'm sent to you by the poor of the city, not because of degrees or speeches, but through the mere sight of their bitter misery. For it is necessary to speak of mercy at any time, but especially at this time when such great cold prevails, when no one can find work or spend the night in the open. A righteous poor man is indeed worthy than any ruined rich man. It is a real honor for us if all the poor people expect help and salvation just from us, whether they are worthy or unworthy. The reward for you will be the same." And I think that this parish has done a great deal of this work. 2 days ago, I received a letter from His Eminence Metropolitan Philip, in which he said, "Throughout the years, Saint Nicholas has been an exemplary parish in all aspects of parish life. You have provided for us outstanding leaders on both the local and national levels. You have always responded well to our appeals on behalf of the poor and the archdiocese. Now, at the beginning of this Christmas season or Advent, we will start our fasting period on the 15th. So we start fasting on the 15th of this month, Wednesday. And in this Advent, we are called to be reconciled with God and His creation, and to take care of orphans, widows, strangers coming in, travelers suffering need, or for the needy sick. We abstain from food, and this is one of the reasons we abstain from food, because we have concern for the poor. We give them part of our share, and this should come from our heart. And we abstain from meat because the reconciliation should reach to all God's creation, even to the animals. Even in this upcoming period, we neither kill animals nor participate in killing them in abstaining from meat. Today, we are in dire need of such fasting because we live in a consumer-oriented society, in which, in a civilization where all human beings are clients. The quest for prosperity and happiness is in an open market economy allows lust and greed to dominate our human relationship. A very dark page in our social life is the focus on consumption. This is like a tragic survival of the old pagan tradition or material tradition. It might seem that we are from outside, we are not like animals in the market, but we are, in a way, our souls and hearts are bought or sold like any other merchandise. And this consumer market society and economy evokes our desires and make us hostage to this society, as well as to the ever-increasing demands of our modern society. As we are preparing ourselves to this great advent, we have a calling to face the peak of this consumer-oriented society in a way not to be occupied with shopping and buying gifts, but in fasting and in mercy and sympathy toward the poor, like the Good Samaritan of this morning. For you are not of your own, and you were bought with a price, the price of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen.